Drink. Welcome to the Flacco Bird Nest. Today's segment, we're going to be talking about progress. Hashtag the progress report. Being able to show progress on your business can be a number of things. Even the smallest of just meeting one new contact, one new business associate, one new investor, one new marketing specialist that you want to add to your team, you know, to be able to market your brand. I recently, just showed progress towards my podcast. I just obtained my EIN number. Which is a thumbs up as far as, opening doors for the podcast, financial-wise, dealing with certain commercial bank branches when needing to obtain, small business loans, startup loans, inventory equipment, etc. That's my progress. Just being able to see an increase in dealings with the business in general on a daily basis, month to month, however you want to put it. Some people prefer quarterly growth. Me in particular, I like to see monthly growth, being that I'm a new business, podcasting, streaming in general is... it's a big platform, but in general, it could be difficult when earning revenue. Again, you just you need to have knowledge on certain information forms that you can give out or have for your listeners, your viewers, your clients, customers. Just for the consumer. Progress report. Having a great progress report for your business, I feel, is a great tool to measure and balance out growth in the company, growth in certain categories of the company. It provides leverage. It shows you where to focus in more at. So yeah, y'all start keeping up with y'all the progress report. Last night, topic, we were on TBG, think, build, and grow the brand, your company. So each day I'm going to give y'all a new phrase to use and incorporate into y'all daily vocabulary or y'all daily schedule to show growth and progress when putting that report together for your business, for your records. For potential investors, for your marketer, if you have a marketing specialist that you would rather deal with, you'll want to show him accurate progress reports of the company, of the dealings, of the activity, to where it gives him a better idea where he needs to, market your business at, the different categories, the different consumers, different listeners, as far as any podcasters. In my example, I'm a podcaster. I want to have a marketer specialist that's focusing in on the podcast listeners. What platform is seeing more listeners subscribing in. So yeah, just stay focused on that progress report. Stay focused on the growth in your brand, the branding of the company. So yeah, stay put. I'll be right back after this commercial. Who should you target when looking for investors for your company or looking for startup money? However you like to phrase it. My perspective, you want to look for characteristics in your investor. And let me rephrase that. Not characteristics. When you're looking for an investor for your company, you want to look for people with somewhat similar interests or a feel for the product, good, or service you're offering. You don't want to go out looking for an investor whose hobbies are building paper planes and model houses and expect for them to have a high interest in investing in, let's see, skateboarding company, you know, in specific, the manufacturing of skateboards. It really wouldn't have so much of an interest as far as in the similarity manufacturing. Yes, because if he's a model plane builder and he likes to, you know, sell his models, then he can, you know, in an aspect, he may have an interest or a like in being your manufacturer. But in just general, you want the aspect of your investor, the feel of your investor, you should wanna, you know, have a similar feel with your wants and likes of your company. In more easier terms, if you find an investor who likes flipping houses, you may want to, your specialty may be marketing, advertising, you know, so that can be of an asset to him. He may want to invest into your marketing firm, your you know, blueprint and making of ideas or whatever it may be. That's somewhat of a similar interest that can benefit the both parties. So, you know, look for similarities when looking for a investor, for an investor for your company. If you have the financial stability and the means to invest in yourself, I highly recommend you invest in yourself. The biggest investor when it comes to self-starting a business is yourself. I emphasize on that because it can be a great asset to you financial-wise when not having to, you know, worry about paying back or, you know, breaking dividends of the company or, you know, payouts. It's more likely that you will want to see more in-house revenue growth due to your own profits and gains versus from an investor. But again, everyone's not financially stable and can't invest theirself. So therefore, that's when you go out and look for that investor that you need. It can, like I said, it can be a great benefit and it can be a financial burden. So think very hard on that when investing and looking for an investor. That's it for today with TBG 101, Think, Build, and Grow the Brand. I'll be back tomorrow with another tip for you guys. So stay tuned, stay listening, and keep downloading. Go purchase your Flacco's Bird Nest subscription. And if you haven't went over to the Anchor Podcast or the Google Play Store, go to your Play Store now, download Anchor Podcast, start listening, start downloading my subscriptions, and I guarantee you with the information that I will offer you for free, it's a package that's normally offered for a price. And always remember this, the game is to be sold, never to be told, people. It's coming live from your boy Flacco over at the Bird Nest. I'm out.